liking them, whether I'm going to like them or not.
I
are you so. That way?
Mm-hmm. I think so. I really do.
Some people that are just, they're extra nice, but they just hit you the wrong way or something. I reckon that's what you ought to see.
Or sometimes it just seems like they're not sincere or something.
Well, or they think that you don't talk their language or something.
Or something.
I know. It's just something, and you feel it, honey.
And you do.
You feel it.
I think you do.
I do. Now, I may be an oddball, but
right off, I just felt like, when I walked in the door, I just felt like, it didn't take me any time, I just felt
I was going to say, I felt like I knew you all the time.
I really did.
We didn't have to get acquainted.
Yeah, that's right.
And your name is?
Mary.
Mary. Are you married?
No.
Well, I nearly
got married once. I got cold feet at the last minute. I was engaged, but
better if you could see the claw then is better than waiting and getting married and then to have
I
to find it out. You
I
bet you.
Was.
Yes, I think that would be better. Well, I've never went through that, but I always thought it would be better.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and I just couldn't in the last.
You just couldn't.
He wasn't right for me.
No, she wasn't. I had a niece that was that very way. She had her wedding dress spread out on the bed, everything ready. He had the license, and she purely told that boy, she said, I believe I got it. She had just built herself. She said she knew it. She said the further every step she made, she just got tied up in knots.
Uh-huh. That's just
and
exactly what
so
happened.
So she
to me.
Just, Kalani says it's better for you and me too. And so she just...
is a hard thing.
Well, she said that she didn't mind herself being so torn up, but she hated if he was disappointed and so and so. But she said the way it worked out, she felt like it was just better for both of them.
I felt that way, too. I really did.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like that I'm sorry for him
more
than anything else.
And you didn't want somebody laughing at him or saying something.
No,
don't you see? It's
because he's a good boy.
Yeah.
A good boy.
Mm-hmm.
And there was nothing wrong with him.
Yeah.
And I've known him for a long time. He was a fine family and everything, and it just something.
Mhm. You just wasn't ready for that.
Yeah.
If you'd have been older and met more youngsters or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, I think I'm actually sorry, and I believe you would ban me out. This girl's in this town. There's a little girl. She's just as sweet as she can be, and she's smart in music. She plays for our church. And if she ever had but one bull, I never knew of it.
Oh.
And he's just across the road.
Mm-hmm.
Now, honey, that's not fair.
Mm-hmm. No.
I'll tell you what can happen. Now, my daughter explained that to me one time. She said, now when I went to school, I had boyfriends and this, that, and the other. But she said, then when you get married, that's all right. You was popular and he was popular. But when you get married, maybe he'll get off and be popular somewhere,
uh-huh.
and you can't be with him, you're off somewhere else,
mm-hmm.
and the first thing you know, it don't tally out at all. She
mm-hmm.
said, you better consider that,
mm-hmm.
and I just thought, well, that's pretty true. It's
mm-hmm.
just,
I think it's
all right, they can still live like they do across the road,
uh-huh.
but there's so many things, honey, can come between.
Uh-huh.
In this day and time, if he gets a job, and you get a job, and you're just in another world from him, and they get tired of that. Both of them will get tired of it.
It's like they change.
I know.
Different ways, kind of, a lot of times.
And they meet so many different people,
mm-hmm.
and they might meet just one that's just exactly
mm-hmm.
suits them.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Don't you see?
And then, but yet, then it's too late.
Too late. You've spoiled both houses, both sides. I think you did wise. If that's the way you felt, I sure do, and I believe it's a blessing to him, too.
I think so, and now he has since, how long ago? About a year or so, he has married now, and I was glad because it always worried me.
Yes,
as long as I was afraid of, I said I'd hurt him, but
that's right.
And he married a girl.